220. An unfortunate incident. Working in restaurants as a waiter can take its toll on even the most tolerable person. I'm a fairly tolerant guy, but I simply can't tolerate it when I'm thriving really well on the job, and then some party of titanic proportions leaves a small tip. It's not that I'm so worried about the money. I'm quite thrifty. I'm not threatened by the fear of going bankrupt or anything. It's just that when I spend 8 hours thrusting my way through the thread-like openings among the crowds at the restaurant, I feel I should be duly rewarded for my efforts, especially on a night when I am worn out from head to toe. One such night, I was on the threshold of quitting. I remember it well because I had just gotten the windows of my car tinted, which had cost me a lot. The tide was high on the beach that night, and I wanted nothing more than to rest in the watery sand after a hard day's work. The beach lies on a tilt, and from a certain vantage point you can see a far-off island on a clear night. Ah, that tilted beach was on my mind that night. But a rude customer thwarted my plans. The customer was a bit drunk, and kept thumping one of the waitresses on her behind. I'm not a timid guy, so I spoke up. "Leave her alone," I said. The customer and I exchanged a few words I dare not repeat here, but it led to a fight. He hit me in the face, and I gave him an even-toed kick in the groin. I was bleeding a little, but nothing a few pieces of tissue couldn't take care of. Anyway, the police were called and things were settled. But because the police questioned us for so long, I didn't have time to go to the beach. There was a thunderstorm that night anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter. The next morning I took a peaceful walk in the nearby mountains, surrounded by timber and a beautiful topography. I soon felt better and went back to work that evening.